We have already discussed and we learned that tzarich oichel nefesh is mutar on Yom Tov. You can prepare food on Yom Tov, you can cook it, you can bake it. However, that is bedavka when you're doing it to derive pleasure from it, to have enough from it on Yom Tov. You can't do it to have enough from it tomorrow. As a matter of fact, if a person cooks or bakes on Yom Tov for tomorrow, he's chayv malchus min ha-Torah. He's avid alav of leisasa kol melacha. People don't realize that. Somehow people think, it's nishtas like gefarlich, you can bake or cook whatever you want on Yom Tov. No, you cannot bake or cook whatever you want on Yom Tov. If you bake for after Yom Tov, that's an iser deraisa. And it makes no difference whether the day after Yom Tov is a weekday or Shabbos. Now, when would we say that he's mamish over an iser deraisa? It's if he baked or cooked on Yom Tov right before the end of Yom Tov. It's almost nighttime. Because we know there's no way to have hanah from this on Yom Tov. But let's say he bakes or cooks early enough so that in theory or practically speaking, there is still time for him to have enough from this on Yom Tov, he would be pater min ha-Torah. Even though in reality, he doesn't need it on Yom Tov. Even though the metzias is he's doing it for tomorrow. Let's say he already ate his suda. And why should we say so? What does it help me that you could still eat it today? He has no intention of eating it today. He had a four-course meal now. Well, there is a concept called hoyel, since. Look, anything could happen. Let's say he took a finish his suda, and then there's a knock on the door. 10 people, guests, unexpected till now. They didn't eat yet. Ah, geshmak, I have fresh food for you. Is that possible? Yes, it's possible. So memela, since such a possibility could happen, whether it happens or not, it could be considered meleches eichel nefesh. But that's min ha-Torah. The Chachamim said you can't rely on that to start with. Let's say Yom Tov is Tuesday. And let's say even though it's early enough Tuesday, you should be able to cook and have it ready for Tuesday. But if you, Taka, don't intend to use this on Yom Tov, we don't want you to cook. We don't want you to bake. And it makes no difference, really, whether it's Tuesday or Friday. Friday, I'm baking the Lakavit Shabbos. It's an unbelievable mitzvah to bake Lakavit Shabbos. But that doesn't really help us unless we have a legal way to do it on Yom Tov. Now, if Taka, we're talking about Yom Tov on Friday, so Chazal did work out a legal way to be able to cook for Shabbos. If Yom Tov is on Tuesday, so the day after Yom Tov is Wednesday or any other weekday, it's Aser B'chol Eifin. You cannot cook or bake if you know you're not going to use it now. But if tomorrow is Shabbos, if Yom Tov is on Friday, Chazal gave us a special heter, and the heter is called, I'm sure you've seen many signs all over the place and on calendars to remind people of this, the heter is called Erev Tavshilin. So what is an Erev Tavshilin? You have to take, we're still going to see a machlokes b'shamay b'sil, but I'm sure you've seen your father make an Erev Tavshilin. Let's say he takes a matzah or a challah and an egg, and he makes a bracha. He says, this is my Erev Tavshilin. This is going to allow us to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Let me ask you something. How an Erev Tavshilin works, we're going to discuss B'yaz Hashem. Why did Chazal make us do this? You just finished explaining to me that really min ha-Torah, as long as you're cooking early enough in the day that it's possible that it could be used today, maybe Archim are going to come, even if you ate already, it's okay. So why can't Chazal just say, all right, we're not going to make an Issur Drabanan if it's going to prevent you from having fresh food on Shabbos. So if Shabbos is the next day and there's enough time to cook, go ahead and cook. So in the Gemara, we have different reasons for an Erev Tavshil. Rava says, Chazal were very worried for the covet of Shabbos. The Rabbanu were concerned that because a person is so busy with Sudas Yom Tov, he's going to forget to prepare a chashuv and Michael at Tzarech Shabbos, and everything is going to be used up on Yom Tov. So Chazal said, before Yom Tov, we want you to make an Erev Tavshilin. You're going to be forced to cook at least something from Erev Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos, and that's going to remind you, we still have to prepare for Shabbos. You'll pick a geshmak azach for Shabbos. Yom Tov is first. Okay, so I'll realize now I have to pay for Yom Tov and for Shabbos. That's Rava's reason for Erev Tavshil. The Chazal wanted to remind us, don't forget to prepare properly for Shabbos. A second reason for Erev Tavshilin is from Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says to be marba b'kavod yamtech. Chazal were scared. If we're just going to say, okay, the next day is Shabbos, fine, as long as it's early enough in the day, go ahead and cook. You know what's going to happen. Moshe is going to say he saw Yaakov cooking, even though he was cooking for tomorrow. He's going to tell it to Beryl. Beryl's going to tell it to Yitzhak. Yitzhak's going to tell it to Shmerel. Shmerel's going to say, oh, you're allowed to cook. As long as there's enough time in the day, you're allowed to cook. And somewhere in between all these people, it's going to be forgotten that the reason the first person cooked from one day to the next is because the next day was Shabbos. And what's going to happen is people will start cooking because it's early enough in the day. They're going to cook for the next day, even when the next day is a weekday. So therefore, Chazal were mechayivast to make an Erev Toshilim from before Yom Tov. Everyone should see. Everyone should clearly understand. Madach for the Kavod of Shabbos. You wouldn't be allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, only if you started cooking already for Shabbos from Erev Yom Tov. Because then we're going to say, okay, but MSC already cooked for Shabbos. He has to finish off a little bit. That's the only thing we're going to allow. But people are going to say, wow, even for the Kavod of Shabbos, it's only to finish off a little bit. Kal v'chomer, you can't cook from Yom Tov to a weekday, even if you started from Erev Yom Tov. Okay, let's wrap up what we're saying over here. Let's quickly review. If you do a malacha on Yom Tov, right before the end of Yom Tov, for tomorrow, it's an Isser Deraisa. And it makes no difference whether tomorrow is a weekday or tomorrow is Shabbos. And an Erev Toshilin won't help. An Erev Toshilin cannot be Matir and Isser Min HaTorah. Number two, if you did a malacha on Yom Tov, and there is time, even though you don't plan on using it, but somehow it's possible it could be used today, it's going to be finished in time, and Archim could come knocking on the door, never know when you're going to have surprise guests. It wouldn't be an Issa D'Raisa, it would be an Issa D'Rabbanan. If tomorrow is a weekday, we don't rely on this, but if tomorrow is Shabbos, it would be mutter through an Erev Tavshil. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Now after the Hagdama, let's see the Mishnah inside. The Perig Beis Mishnah Aleph. Yom Tov Shechol Liyos Erev Shabbos. When a Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos. Lo Yevashel Adam Batchila. A person should not cook to start with. In other words, the main purpose of his cooking shouldn't be that he's cooking a Yom Tov LeShabbos. Rather officially, Avobat mevashelu leyantiv. He's cooking for yantiv. V'yim hoiser. If it'll be left over, hoiser leShabbos. It'll be left over for Shabbos. Now, it's not that he has to figure out with a measuring cup how much he needs for yantiv. You're allowed to cook very liberally. Cook a lot, all kinds of food in many different pots. Just that officially, it's for yantiv. When I say officially for yantiv, I mean that there's a possibility he's not going to need it for yantiv. Really, if it's in the same pot, you can lechatchila add more food, but we won't get into that now. Whether one pot or two pots, there are many, many different halachis over here, obviously. Let's just try to understand the basic Mishnah. So you're letting me cook, as long as there's still time during the day, you're letting me cook on Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos. But there's a condition. The condition is, the oisa tafshel, you have to prepare a dish, the Erev Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, the soymech olav leShabbos. And I'm officially depending on this dish for Shabbos. That's the Erev Tavshil. And like we explained, the Gemara gives two reasons. First is Ravashita. It's to make sure to remember that we have to cook for Shabbos. Before Yom Tov, remember to prepare not just for Yom Tov, but also for Shabbos. And what Ravashi holds, that it's to remind people, don't take it lightly, cooking from Yom Tov for the next day. Because even for Shabbos, we can only do it if officially the Shabbos meal was cooked from before. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. Okay, so how much do I need for an Erev Tavshil? And what do I need? Beis Shamayim and the Beis Shamay say Shnei Tavshil. Two dishes. Ubeis Hillelim, the Beis Hillel say no, Tavshil Echad, even one. The Meiri explains that according to the Beis Shamay, being that it's the derech of people to prepare many gishmaka Shabbos foods, not just one food. You have fish, you have kugel, you have chicken, you have meat, you have carrots. So the Bishamay are concerned, if you're not going to prepare from Erev Yom Tov more than one tavshil, you won't chap that it's done for the purpose of Shabbos. And the whole idea is that we should see that we're preparing for Shabbos. But the Beis Hillel disagree, that Ubeis Hillel Oymrim Tavshil Echad, one dish is enough for Erev Tavshilin, Aye, on Shabbos, people eat more than one dish, but the Iker Suda is with one. So it's enough for Erev Tavshilin to leave over one dish. Zok the Mishnah Vayit Veshav, and yet the Beshami and Besil agree. B'dagu Be'yesha Olav, let's say I have a fish and an egg on the fish. She'ein Shnei Tavshilin. That's considered two dishes. Suppose I take a fish, smear it with eggs, and that's how I fry it. So it's really one dish. An egg is only to make the fish more geshmak. But Lagabi, Erev Tavshilin, it's considered, even according to the Beis Shammai, two Tavshilin. L'maisa, we see from here that according to the Beis Hillel, when they say Tavshil Echad, they don't mean like a fish and an egg that's fried together. No, you don't need that. According to the Beis Hillel, either the fish or the egg on its own would be good. Some Rishonim hold, that's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, that even according to the Beis Hillel, if you prepare, let's say, a fish or an egg, that's good enough to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But if you want to bake, then you have to have an Erev Tavshilin from bread also. Although most Paiskim disagree, they say a cooked dish helps both for baking and for cooking, but Lechatchila, we're no egg, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. That's why, perhaps if you saw your father making an Erev Tavshilin, so he would have taken a piece of challah and a piece of matzah and an egg. Or a piece of challah and a piece of fish. One cooked thing, one baked thing. Zak the Mishnah Vayit. A challah asha avad, whatever was eaten or lost. A person, he prepared an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov. But on Yom Tov, before he had a chance to cook whatever he needed for Shabbos, somehow the Erev Tavshilin was eaten or lost, and there's nothing left. Zok the Mishnah, lo yivashal olav batchila. That means from that point and on, he cannot cook any tavshil relying on the Erev. I mean, he can cook for Yom Tov. He can rely on the different hetairim, how you can cook extra for Yom Tov, but your Erev tavshil doesn't work for you if it was eaten or lost before you prepared Shabbos. The Gemara does explain. Let's say he started already to knead the dough, and the Erev was around. And afterwards, before you had a chance to bake it, the Erev is gone, you can finish off it. But if you didn't start yet, lo yivashal olav b'tchila, can't start. However, v'im shir mimenu kolshu, let's say, not all of the Erev that he put aside was eaten. Most of it was eaten. Some of it is left over. Then saimach olav l'Shabbos. You can rely on it, on whatever was left over, to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says there has to be at least a kezayis left over. So let me ask you something. So how long do I have to watch my Erev Tavshilin for? Well, lechatchil, until you finish cooking or baking for Shabbos. Technically speaking, after you finish cooking or baking for Shabbos, you should be able to eat it right away. But that's mi ikar hadin. Mitzah min hamufcher is, in other words, the right thing is to use it for lechem mishnah on Shabbos. At night and in the morning. And maybe you shall eschew this also. Because there's an inyan. That once one mitzvah was done with this, that's the mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin, do another mitzvah with it. Use it for Lechem Mishnah also. Now, how does a person make an Erev Tavshilin? So we said the best way to do it is you take, let's say, challah or the matzah that has a shir kebeya to be yaitza one shita, kazayas of a tavshil, could be meat, could be fish, cooked eggs, and you make a bracha, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu al mitzvahs Erev. And afterwards you say, I want, you say it in Lashon Kodesh, B'dinyei Sharalana, Lafuyei, Lavashulei, Latmunei, Latlukei, Shraga, Ulamebet, Kol Tzarchana, Meyayimetava, L'Shabbat. I'm going to use this to be able to bake and cook and do Hatmana. Hatmana means to wrap something in all six sides and to be able to light the Neiris and to do whatever is necessary for Shabbos. According to the Ramah, you must say it out. That's how you have to understand what you're saying. Now, why is it called Eruv Tavshilin? What does the word Erev mean? The Ravid says Erev means to mix. I'm mixing the cooking of Shabbos together with the cooking of Yom Tov. On Erev Yom Tov, I start cooking for Shabbos, and afterwards on Yom Tov, I'm officially cooking for Yom Tov, which is for Shabbos. So I'm kind of mixing it up. Although, according to the Rambam, the only reason we use the term Erev Tavshilin is because by Eruv Chatzeres, we combine different courtyards into one chatzer, so we use the same term here also. Okay, so quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that if Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, don't cook on Yom Tov. Just outright saying, oh, no problem, tomorrow's Shabbos, I can cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. No, that's not true. You can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And if there isn't enough time to be able to have enough from it on Yamtiv Kabina Sidraisa. And even if there is enough time to be able to have enough from it on Yamtiv, Lachatchila, we don't cook from Yamtiv to Shabbos unless you made an Erev Tavshil. That means Lachatchila, we prepare the Shabbos food from before Yamtiv. Officially, that's what we did. We have a cooked thing and a baked thing, Lachatchila. My Shabbos food has been prepared. We said there are two reasons for Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara says two reasons. We said before several reasons. One is Rava's reason, to make sure that people remember to cook enough for Shabbos. If not, they're going to forget. We had Ravashi's reason, that if we don't make a special takana of Erev Tavshilin, we're just going to say, okay, if there's enough time, we'll rely on the heter, maybe guests are going to come, so cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's going to lead to cooking on Yom Tov to weekday as well. Either way, you have to make an Erev Tavshilin from before Shabbos. The Bishamim may say there have to be two cooked dishes. The Basil will say one is enough. Both agree. You take a fish, smear eggs on it, and fry it that way. That's considered two tavshilin. In other words, according to the Basil, you don't need it. Either the egg or the fish is enough. But even the Beishamai would agree that that's called two tavshilin. If it was eaten, in other words, a person put away the Erev on Erev Yom Tov, but before he finished cooking for Shabbos, it was eaten or lost, you can't start cooking it. We did say that if you started, let's say, you're making a dough, you can finish it. But if anything was left from the Erev, that's enough, and you can rely on it to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, according to the halachas of Erev Tavshilin.